The Operation Mockingbird assets are working overtime, not just trying to convince the American people that Kamala Harris is more than qualified for the job of president, but that she is amazing. She's a hero. And of course, one of her first campaign stops on her new mission to destroy America was to sit down with some drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, the drag queen competition reality show, because it's now mandatory for Democrat politicians to bow down and worship the Baphomets.
Hi, everyone. It's Kamala Harris. Each day, we are seeing our rights and freedoms under attack.
Yes, by the Marxist Democrats, which is why we're trying to defeat you in November.
Including the right of everyone to be who they are, love who they love, openly and with pride.
No, actually, for almost a decade now, since the Supreme Court tried to mandate that everybody change the definition of marriage, the Rainbow people have had that legal right. We just want them to keep their business to themselves and away from the children.
So as we fight back against these attacks, let's all remember, no one is alone. We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.gov.
I'll be sure to tell everyone I know because we definitely have to put an end to whatever the hell this is.
People think Congress and government is all about leading people, but ultimately a lot of our politics is about following the public will. And the people who change what people think are artists and drag queens and...
and the Hollywood propaganda outlets through the entertainment liaison offices, which are lobbying organizations, which literally coerce and encourage Hollywood studios to create leftist propaganda into their projects. Because as Andrew Breitbart famously stated many years ago, politics is downstream from culture. So the Marxists targeted Hollywood and poisoned our culture so bad that it desensitized the general population to the things that we see now on a regular basis that 10, 15, 20 years ago would have caused a national outrage. And now that system has spawned Camelface Harris, who was the most liberal senator in the entire country, in the history of the country, when she was a senator in California before she started running for president in 2020 and then failed and got picked as old Joe's affirmative action DEI hire. And when called out about that, of course, she just cackled.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
That's correct, because communist star is far left as one can go.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place.
We have to all end up in the same place now, of course, because that's communism.
Some folks might need more. Equitable distribution.
Of course, because it's not about equality anymore. They Orwellianly shifted from equality to equity because, as she said, not everybody ends up in the same place because, well, a lot of people are lazy and wasteful with their time and their resources and make terrible personal decisions. And so, of course, we're not going to all have equal outcomes in life. So the communist doctrine is to take from those who have a little bit more and then give to those who they view don't have enough.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggest often everybody should get the same thing.
No, actually, it means that everybody should be treated the same way, that we all have the rights that are endowed by our creator, that are detailed in the Bill of Rights.
Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
That's communism, but thank you for that interesting new buzzword. We haven't seen the liberal media lying this much since they tried to push Hillary Clinton over the finish line back in 2016. And one of their main talking points is to claim that Kamala Harris was never the border czar. I'm not going to show all the clips again. If you missed yesterday's video, go and check it out, because that obviously is an Orwellian lie. It's not just that the Biden administration allowed and encouraged an invasion of the United States by a standing army of 8 million people over the last 3.5 years alone. Probably over 30 million of them total now over the last several decades. 8 to 10 million in the last 3.5 years. It's that Kamala Harris was literally tasked with pretending that she was going to solve the problem. You get a load of this fake fact check from CBS News, the crap broadcasting station. Trump falsely accuses Harris of donating to the Minnesota Freedom Fund for George Floyd, bailing out dangerous criminals. Oh, that's interesting because I happen to remember this tweet that Camelface put out saying that if you're able to chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota for George Floyd. What kind of a society are we living in when a major news network, a billion-dollar corporation staffed by supposed experts and professionals, isn't just getting this wrong? They are lying. This isn't just some random coworker at the office or in the shop. This isn't just some drunk guy at the bar sounding off on misinformation who's uninformed. It's the job of the media to get these facts right, and they can't even get the fact checks correct. Again, it's not even that they're wrong. They are wrong, but they are lying. I know that comparing our situation to Idiocracy and the Twilight Zone is cliche now, but there's really no metaphor that is strong enough to depict just how crazy things are. This from Newsweek magazine. Donald Trump might not have been shot after all, they say. What are you going to believe? Your lying eyes or what the liberal media tells you happened that day? There is a ridiculous conspiracy theory spread amongst the left on Twitter, and now it is leaked into MSNBC and Newsweek. And even the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, is parroting this fake news because, of course, he himself is an Operation Mockingbird asset, claiming that, well, he really wasn't shot. The bullet may have just hit one of the teleprompters, and then it was a piece of glass that hit him, and he's lying about being shot, and the whole bandage is fake too. But 10 seconds worth of research, not 2 seconds, but 10 seconds of research would debunk that ridiculous idea. Like Brick Suit, who's a popular Trump guy who goes to all the rallies wearing a brick suit symbolizing the wall. He took this photo of that event that day after Trump was shot and rushed off stage, noting that the two teleprompters stood there perfectly fine. Not to mention this famous photograph captured by, an Associated Press photographer, one of these brand name photographers, who captured the bullet a split second before it hit Donald Trump. They're so insane that many believe that a video that was posted of Trump golfing, which was recorded much, much earlier, but it was posted Sunday, the day after he was shot, showing he didn't have a bandage on and saying, oh, look at this, he was shot Saturday and he's out golfing on Sunday. It's amazing. So then the left started claiming that the whole thing was fake because, well, his ear's just fine and he doesn't have a bandage because they're so dumb that they couldn't understand that it was a fake video, that it was a video from previously and that somebody just falsely labeled it. Then when he showed up at the convention a couple days later wearing his bandage, they just couldn't compute. They thought that they'd captured him. They thought they caught him in the act out golfing without the bandage. And now he's been caught red-handed, faking it. And if you want to order your historic Fight for Chubb shirts from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and save 20% off, you can still use the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout through today. I thought it might have ended yesterday because the language in the email that I got from the distributor said that it was good to Friday. So I double-checked with them, and it was actually good through Friday. Not precise there, so still will work through today. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.